This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. It's always a beautiful day in West Texas.
Of course, every day in West Texas is a beautiful day.
It is, isn't it? We've had some cool weather this week.
We have, and then I think we're headed for record high temperatures. So this is the up and down and fall.
That's going to make us crazy.
Yes.
You know, I saw people this week in sweaters, and now we're going to see them in shorts again.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know what to think.
So don't put away your summer clothes yet.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, ladies, do put them away. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the market has had some bad days this week. It just dropped and dropped. It's about even again.
Yeah.
But you just can't depend on that market, can you?
You really can't. I was looking at oil prices. It looked like they're starting to come up a little bit. That's a good sign. And I saw a story on the news this past week that the boom is coming back.
By golly, what day?
Yeah, I don't know. they didn't say a specific day, but they said it was coming, and so that's good news, I hope.
Well, I think it's coming back, too.
Yeah.
I think in a couple of months, you know, it's going to be steadied out, and we're going to be on our way again.
Yeah, hopefully maybe after the election, things start to really calm down, and things really start to take hold, and we really see some good growth.
Now, I do not know if things are going to calm down after the election.
Well, there may be some unrest at first.
I think there may be some unrest. There's a lot of unrest right now.
Yeah, there is.
You know, my head's about to explode.
I have a feeling you're not the only one.
Yes, I think a lot of people are going, what next? What next?
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, it will go down in history. People are going to be talking about this whole thing for years to come.
Yes, and we can say we lived through it.
That's right, that we were here in 2016.
Uh-huh.
So I know we should keep some pretty good notes.
Yeah, we should start an archive thing.
That's right, because we're going to need it after this is all over with. Well, let's give out the phone number.
Yes, let's do.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And, of course, we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find case studies, data from past investments, testimonials, all kinds of useful information. And we're talking about growing your money so you can retire comfortably.
Well, I'd like to say wealthy and happy, you know, and early maybe.
Yes.
I've got more people retiring this month, by the way.
Really?
I do. They've made a lot of money with me. They are going to retire, and they're pretty happy. They have recently bought a lake home, a large one, and they're going to just have fun down at the lake for right now. And I think that sounds pretty good.
Boy, wouldn't that be great to spend Thanksgiving in a lake home?
He said he's been working for same company 38 years.
Wow.
You know, can you get along with someone for 38 years? It's like being married.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. But a lot of people have made a lot of money in the last 3 to 4 years with
us. That's great.
Did you know this month we've had 4 policies mature?
4?
We've had 4.
And we're not even, it's the middle of the month already.
It's middle of the month. The Whitworth, which is the biggest one we've had this year, has matured. We're waiting on the payout for it. You know, that was $11 million. It came in 12 months rather than 24. They have made 25% in a year.
That's amazing.
If you can make better than that, tell me about it.
I have not seen that happen anywhere.
I haven't either. And then we had the Jordan, we've had Dixon, and we've had Schwartz come in.
Really?
Yeah, Schwartz just came in this week.
That's amazing. And we're only halfway through the month.
Halfway through the month, and we've had 4 nice maturities. All of them early, by the way. No, that's right. Schwartz was 2 months late.
Okay.
2 months late. I'm sorry.
Still not bad, though.
It wasn't bad at all. I mean, it would have taken us that long to start on the paperwork.
Yeah.
So the people that come to us, you know, they can expect great returns. You know, we've just had the last 4 years, it's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some really, really good returns. People have done good, and they do tell their friends every day. Almost 95% of the people that come to us are off referrals from their friends.
And that's fantastic. You know, nothing speaks better than somebody's personal experience, and they share it with other people, because it's not like you're listening to an ad or you're listening to, you know, some, reading something online. These are people that you actually know, people that you trust, that have worked with you in the past, and they've shared their experiences.
Well, they have, and it seems like this month also, people are coming and putting more money in.
Mm-hmm.
They're all saying, yes, I want to do an extra policy. And, you know, we've had the shortest policies we've ever had in October. It's the best month we've had in a long time, because all the policies were 12 to 16 months. I think I've only done two 24-month policies this month.
So this has been a very aggressive month for
money
making.
It's an aggressive month for us. Everything that we've touched has just been wonderful. We've never had more than a 12-month policy occasionally. But four or five in 1 month.
That's a lot.
And we've had three 15-month ones.
That is substantial growth.
It's really, I mean, and the policies are fabulous. I've recommended every one of them that we've bought.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're short. You're going to turn your money in 12 months or nine. We bought one that's 9 months.
Really?
Yes. And we had another policy we were going to buy. We had bid on it. We thought we had it. And we talked to our provider, Yeshi. He said, the man is in a coma in the hospital. I said, man, we cut that one too short.
Yeah.
You know, because we were trying to buy it right here. And I didn't even realize he had went to the hospital in a coma. So we won't be getting that one. But all the others are wonderful, and we're putting people in them every day. I know my secretary out here, Claudia, said she had done 8 contracts this week.
This week alone?
This week alone. And I know she said the other morning, she had 11 people come in the office.
Really?
And that's a lot in one morning.
Yeah.
To sign papers.
So there, when these people come, you're talking about people who are actually ready to go right now?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about people coming to sign their contracts that they've said, yes, put me in those contracts. Yes, put me in that other contract.
That's
so
amazing.
A lot of them went into 3 or 4 contracts.
Wow.
So, yes, it is wonderful.
What kind of, do you have enough policies to accommodate? Or
yes, we do. We've just bought so many in the last month. This has been a great month for buying policies.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great month for putting people in them, because we've got almost 100% of our clients are in a policy.
Really?
Yes. And then, as I said, Jordan will pay off, I think, next week. We're waiting on Girdlestone. You know, that was about 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody has got money coming.
Wow, that's great.
It's a great thing.
It's a nice way to kind of get into the holiday season with extra money.
I think so, too. And a few of them will need to take money out, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
So the ones that don't, they'll just be growing that money faster.
Roll it over into other policies.
Yes, they'll roll it over and do it again, which, you know, is fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. We've had a great month. And here we are right in the middle of the month.
Yeah.
I mean, the month ain't even over yet.
So are there still policies available, or are
yes,
they all
sir.
Full?
No, there's some available. We've got about 4 left.
Okay.
And after that, then we'll be getting new policies in. We're bidding on policies every day, you know, large and small.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some really good choices right now. Now's the time to do your investing, because we do have the best we've ever had.
Long term, what's it look like as we go into the holidays? I know you can't really know for sure, but as you look at, you know, kind of the landscape of what's happening now, what's been happening, what do you think is going to happen over the next 6 to 8 weeks or so?
Well, I think we'll probably have 3 or 4 more policies mature. I don't know if it'll be the big ones or if it'll be some of the small ones. I can't tell you, but I know we've got some maturities coming.
Great.
So, yeah, we're going to have 4 or 5 more.
All right.
So it has been a great year, and it's going to be even greater.
Yeah, it's nice to see the year start to come to a close on a really big up note.
Yes, on a big up note. And, of course, we're bidding on some really big policies.
Okay.
Yes, because we're going to need them for all these that are maturing.
Yeah.
So we are bidding on some big policies, and they're great. They're short-term.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and that's what we love.
Phone number is?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And, you know, people who come to us, they need to get those appointments now because, you know, we're going to get backed up again. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday I had appointments up to 1:30, and I don't usually take appointments late, you know, on Fridays, but I did yesterday.
Really?
Yes, because I just had so many people to see.
That's good.
Yeah, so I think the economy is improving. I think people are making their moves now to us. Mm-hmm. I've had several people that just said, you know, we do not want to stay in the stock market.
Yeah.
We've had people with annuities this week that they bought variable annuities, and you know that's just mutual funds. Mm-hmm. And they had us move those variable annuities because they weren't making any money, and they don't want to be in the stock market because, you know, they're saying every day we're going to have a crash. And I don't know if they're right or not, but why take the risk?
Exactly.
You know, you can always get to the side and get your money in cash.
Sure.
And then you don't have any liabilities.
Right.
So sometimes that's a good thing to do if you're heavy in the stock market. We have people every day right now that are saying, Faye, I've been enough of the stock market, and I'm tired of it, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, that seems to be one of the major triggers to get people to come in is they keep looking at their balance sheet, and things are either going down or they're just not going up. And it's
yeah,
just
they're not going anywhere. I've had people, I looked at their portfolios this week, and they've been with these brokers 4 years.
And nothing's happening.
Nothing's happened. You know, I mean, the gain is so small you can't find it.
Yeah.
And then I had people this week had some CDs. And we know those are not going anywhere.
No.
You know, they're getting 16, 17 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you leave it over there when you could put it with us and you know what you're going to make that year?
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows what the contract calls for, what they're going to make. So you don't have to guess at it. That's what I love. There's no guesswork. We take that out of it. We tell you how much you're going to make, what your risks are up front. You know who the person is that you're buying their policy, how old they are, and what kind of cancer they've got.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the process works. We're talking about investing into life insurance policies, and these are policies that people have that have been diagnosed with terminal cancer. They need to sell their policy because they need that cash.
They do. A lot of them are people that are very wealthy, and those are just trying to settle their estate before they pass away. Mm-hmm. The others need it to go to MD Anderson because it is expensive. And the drug treatments nowadays, sometimes if they're trying to save your life, they're using everything they can, and it still may not work.
Yeah.
When we buy a policy, not only do we want to make sure that it's stage four, there's a few cancer that only go to stage three. We didn't ever notice that till the other day. But the other ones, if they're stage four and it's metastasized, it's gone to other parts of your body, it's going to be a short policy. You know? And we look for that. We look to see, has this cancer spread? Where is it gone? And then we look, okay, how long are they saying? 9 months, 15 months, or is it 24?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a lot of these 24 months coming in 12. And that tells you how conservative our thinking really is.
Yeah, they end up being much more aggressive than what they think.
That's right, than what you think. Cancer is not a scientist. You know, it can go either way.
Yeah.
And I had a new client in this week, a doctor, and he had had cancer. And so far he has survived.
Really?
That's right. But most of our people are not going to survive, or we would not be buying their policies.
Right.
They have to have an aggressive form of cancer.
And there's certain types of cancer that you look for more than others.
That's right. Colon cancer is most deadly. If people, like we bought a breast cancer policy, started in the breast, it's already went to the liver.
Really?
And you don't know which way it's going. You know, if it's going to go to the brain, if it's going to go to the liver, eventually it will go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read them, it say it's already went to the spine, the liver, or the pancreas. As you know, when it's pancreatic cancer, there is no hope. We've never had anybody survive it that we've bought a policy on.
Yeah.
So when it says that, we know it's serious. The Whitworth policy that just matured, a man had tongue and tonsil cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He lived 12 months.
Really?
Yes. And so we've since then have bought some other cancers that are tongue and tonsil.
So that seems to be one of the, maybe one that may have been sort of maybe in the middle of the list before, maybe moving up towards the top
yes,
of the list.
Because I never did realize how aggressive it could be. The others, I know them. I know stomach cancer is aggressive. I know pancreatic cancer is aggressive. Some of the others are very aggressive. Mm-hmm. But I did not realize that the tongue or the tonsil was that aggressive.
Wow.
And it did not even go to the brain.
Really?
No. It killed them just like it was.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. So we look at it every day as serious as we can. You know, we require two opinions if it's a million, and we're starting to require two opinions even on half a million.
Oh, really?
Yes. We want to narrow this down as much as we can, mm-hmm. you know. And the people that buy these policies from us, you know, we need to turn that money for them. We need to be as aggressive as we can.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do. As I said, everybody sends us somebody else, you know, whether it's their grandchildren. And I've had a lot of that in the last week or two, too. People are now doing what they did before, doing it for their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are skipping one generation, and they're going to that second generation and not worrying about the parents.
Yeah.
You know, because they figure the parents can take care of themselves. But their grandchildren, they figure they might need help.
Yeah, get them started early.
Yeah, get them started early. So a lot of people are investing for two or three generations right now. So it's a great thing.
That really is great, especially when it's in the family, you know, and it goes on for generations and generations. And the word of mouth, you know, even among friends. I mean, the numbers really speak for themselves. You're talking about a growth of 24-25% in anywhere from 15 to 24 months average.
Usually we always say 24 because that's usually what we buy. Mm-hmm. But as I said, these that we bought in the last 4 weeks are all 12-month, 15-month, you know, just right in there.
Yeah.
And some of them that were 15 months paid 18% on 15 months. That's great. I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
And then we had some 12-month that paid 12 months. Mm-hmm. They paid 12% interest in 12 months. And that's good, too.
Because that's great.
It'll turn quick. Yeah. So I just love them. I think they're the best policies that we've ever had. And we've got some of the greatest clients we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been with us a long time. They invest regularly. They've made money regularly. And a lot of them are retiring.
Yeah. And it's great that these policies are coming in early. Sometimes, and it's rare, but sometimes they will come in late. They'll run over. And that's one of the risks involved.
Well, and, you know, we bought policies 3 years ago from other people, which mm-hmm. we don't do that anymore. We buy them direct now. But we did buy some, and they have all went over because they were people that were 90 or 94 years old.
Yeah.
And as I tell people every week, I'm never buying another 90-year-old in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Because they're going to outlive you and me.
Yeah.
They're old, but they're not sick.
Yeah.
And I don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
I want to just get out of those policies and go on to something else.
Most of the time when somebody's 90 and they're healthy, they're going to be here for 1,000 more years.
That's what I'm afraid of. And, you know, and when I read it and they tell what they've been doing that week, I don't want to hear about that.
They're doing more than we are.
Yeah, I mean, I do not want to hear that. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in just getting them out and making money for them.
Yeah.
And that's what we do for people.
So going over is one of the risks. What are the others?
Well, it's not liquid during that time, mm-hmm. you know. If you put money with us and you've got $100,000 in that policy, it's not liquid till it matures. So we do not want anyone that doesn't have substantial holdings, because I want them to be able to say, no, I don't need emergency money. I have emergency money.
Yeah.
They must have that. And we don't want them coming to us and say, well, I might could raise the $50,000. No, you're going to have to raise $100,000.
Yeah.
Because we want someone to start out with that has a minimum of $100,000.
And this is not just to be mean or make it difficult on people. This is really for their own protection.
It is for their protection. We don't want them to come up short and say, well, I need to have all that money withdrawn. No, we don't want to do that.
Right.
So, you know, we want them to be protected.
And that's good, because not a lot of places are actually looking out for their client. They just want to make a quick buck.
That's right. A lot of people don't care. They'll just say, oh, yeah, we'll take your money. We're mm-hmm. not going to do that. So yeah. If you don't have $100,000, this isn't for you. But the ones that have $100,000 to half a million to a million, you know, this is for them.
Yeah.
They can be very successful with us.
And you're going to go over all this information. When somebody comes in and talks to you for this first time, you're not just going to guess. People have to actually show you where everything is.
So that's that, right. They need to show us that, what their net worth is and their income. Mm-hmm. Because we do a survey, and you know, we have to have all that. So we take it down. What are you worth? What is your income? What is your wife's income together?
Yeah.
So we know a lot about them before we start. Mm-hmm. Then we find out what their goals are. How soon are you going to retire?
Yeah.
You know, is it this year? We're behind the eight ball. If it's 5 years, relax.
Yeah.
You know, if it's 10, you've got all the time in the world.
Sure.
You
That's know? Like an eternity.
That's right. 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of things we have to talk to them about. Mm-hmm. How much money per month or year are you going to need? And you have to know that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want them to even talk about Social Security. It might not even be here.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of like Obama's insurance.
Yeah.
The premiums have become so high, people can't afford it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they go back to regular insurance.
Yeah.
For regular Americans.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. So when people come to us, that's all the questions I ask. And then I tell them that the life insurance companies are A or AA rated.
Mm-hmm.
We had to turn a policy down this week because the company's not rated.
Really?
Well, and you wouldn't think about this. But there's a few organizations like maybe the Masons, or not the Lions Club, but a fraternal organization. They write life insurance policies on their members.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not rated.
I
could probably
never
pay the claims.
Yeah.
We figure they can, but we don't have proof of it.
Wow.
You know, they may say we're worth $5 million or 20, but you can't prove it. They do not belong to the rating agencies like Moody's or Weiss, you know. And so when you try to find them, you can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're not A-rated, we can't do it.
Yeah.
Even though that person needs to sell their policy, they have cancer. We can't touch it.
Yeah. And the reason you're so thorough, again, is for your client's protection.
Yes. I mean, we better be protecting them. It's their money.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we do want to protect it.
That's why it's called Your Money with Faye Bagby.
That's right.
And the phone number is
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
So when people come to talk to you for an initial consultation, I would imagine somebody comes in, and I imagine they sit down and they probably have a lot of questions. So what are some of the top, I don't know, three or four questions that people usually ask when they come
in? They want to know how we figure what they're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to know how long it is. They want to know if it's going to roll back over again. Is it going to be taxable? And so then we have to find out if it's a tax account coming over to us, like an IRA, or is it regular money? If it's regular money, yes, they're going to have to pay taxes on it. So we're going to discuss all that. And we're going to discuss how long the policies are. And they all want to know, you know, how long will my money be in a policy? It's 24 months. You know, somewhere around 24 months. So they want to know all that. They want to know how long it's going to take for them to have enough to retire on. And we can't tell them that exactly.
Yeah.
But we can tell them that if you figure 24% every 2 years, you know, 7 years, you can double your money.
Yeah.
And so we tell them all this in advance. We show them how it works, and we show them what the rating of a life insurance company, how we do that. How we figure what their liability is if it goes over. And every policy's got a different amount of premium mm-hmm. if it should go over.
Yeah.
So we have to show them every bit of that.
All of that is up front. There are no surprises. So if for some reason a policy does go over, people already know ahead of time what might happen if that were the case.
That's right. We try to show them everything, and then we invite them back with their wife
mm-hmm.
and then tell them to think about it and let us know what they want to do.
Yeah, this is not a high-pressure situation.
No, this is not. It's reverse.
Yeah.
In other words, we're inviting you in if you want to come in.
Yeah.
Okay? And then we need to see what you're worth.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to know all the financial information before we can do anything.
That's fantastic.
I think so.
So when people come in, say a gentleman comes in for the first time, he just wants a little bit of information, wants to generally understand what's happening, how the process works. It's fairly typical then for him to maybe go home, talk to his spouse, and then they both come back in.
That's exactly right. Because a man's going to go home, he's going to explain all this to his wife, and then she's going to say, I want to go in and talk to Faye. where she can explain it to mm-hmm. me. And so, you know, usually they'll come back, you know, in a couple, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then sometimes people go and think about it some more before they come back.
Yeah.
You never know.
And then some people are ready to go right then.
That's right. And I've had men say they appreciate it and they're going to come back. And maybe I don't hear from them for 2 months. And then they call, okay, I'm ready. I want to do this.
Surprise, here I am.
Well, you see, men are going to procrastinate to the last second.
Yeah.
They're not going to get in a hurry. I don't know how men ever go hunting. I mean, since they do procrastinate. I mean, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You know? I know if it was a bear, you know, you better not procrastinate too long.
No. Procrastination come get you.
That's right. Those bears will come on up there. But after going bird hunting, you know, they can procrastinate. They'll miss the shot.
Yeah.
So I wanted to encourage people, do not procrastinate. Come and see us. Talk to us and see if this is right for you.
So we know what happens at the beginning, and then we know how you get the policies. What happens when a policy matures?
Okay, as soon as we find out that it has matured, we send out an email to every client that's in that policy, telling them it has matured and telling them it'll be 6 to 8 weeks before they get their money.
Okay.
Because you have to give them an idea how long it takes.
So it sounds like a fairly quick, easy process.
I think it is. 6 to 8 weeks, pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know? And first, we have to wait on a certified death certificate. Mm-hmm. And then the death certificate has to go to the bank. Then the bank has to send it in to the life company. Then they pay the bank, and then the bank puts the money in.
Yeah. So once it matures, your money's not tied up in a lot of red tape,
and it
doesn't take years and years.
No, this is a quick process.
Yeah.
And because they know that you're the owner of the policy, they know that it's due, and they're going to pay.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the fees involved?
It's $250 for each account.
That's it?
That's what the banks charge, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. It's not like mutual funds where they charge 2 to 6% every time they sell a mutual fund.
Yeah.
You know, when you buy a mutual fund, they have to charge you for it.
And investing in life insurance policies has absolutely nothing to do with the stock market.
No, absolutely not. You don't have that risk factor.
Yeah.
You don't wake up at midnight and say, oh, my gosh, I've got to run check the market. Mm-hmm. That's a bad way to live.
Yeah, it is.
When you're that scared that you've got to get them to do it. And I've talked to a lot of people that do that.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know? They get nervous and they get up and do it. And
it causes a lot of anxiety, and that's really all you end up focusing on because it's on such a house of cards, you never know if it's going to come down.
Well, and the bad thing is you're out working every day.
Yeah.
You're out here on an oil rig or you know, you're with a service company, you're an engineer, you know, you're trying to make a living. So this does affect you a lot.
Yeah. However, one of the great things about your process is that if for some reason somebody can't sleep, whether it's 3 a.m. or if it's 3 in the afternoon, anybody can know what's happening with everything online. All they have to do is just
All they have to do. And they can download it. You've got a printed copy right there. So you can put that in your file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's all. It's very simple.
It's fair. But people can also come in and ask you or call you on the phone.
That's right. They can call me, say, Faye, I need to go over my portfolio, and we'll do it right there.
It's not a situation where, okay, Faye, you're going to set somebody up and then abandon them. You're always
there
for
your
people.
No, we're not going to do that. We haven't so far. We've always been here for them.
That's great. I mean, because customer service is one thing that, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about.
Customer service is really important.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And we do try to call people from time to time, even just ask them, you know, how things are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they do hear from us quite often.
Do you find that there's one particular event or some circumstance that causes people to finally come in and see you?
I think it's either the end of procrastination, they don't have anything else to talk about, or the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
They get fearful of the stock market. And as they get older, they get really fearful, you know? So I think that's it, really. They're just tired of the stock market, and they're scared that they could be in the stock market another time when it crashes.
Well, everybody's got their own breaking point, and at some point, you know, it may be one point for one person, a completely different, you know, circumstance for another, but yeah, at some point everybody's got that threshold.
Yes, I think so, and that's why they come to see us, is they want a better life, they want a lot better return than what they're getting. And in order to do that, you got to come see us.
You got to get it. You got to get it rolling. Okay. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number, once again,
it's 877-588-3330.
And you can always go to the website. It's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find case studies. You can find data from past investments. You can find testimonials. It's a wealth of information on the website.
That's right.
You can also listen to past shows.
That's right. And we have people that do that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people go back and listen to past shows to see if they can bring themselves up to speed and learn something.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just say, I need to talk to Faye.
Yep.
And that's really the best way. If they come in and talk to me, it's going to be just straightforward. I'll tell them exactly how it works.
Shoot them straight every time.
That's right. And my all of our clients recommend us, and you know, they always say, well, yeah, I talked to so-and-so. They told me how it works. I said, well, I better go over it again.
Yeah, because by the time they get the story, it may be something completely different.
I'm telling you, that old adage that tell three or four people and, you know, it'll be different time it gets to the end.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because I'll repeat something, and time I find out about it again, it's different.
Yeah.
People have already told it a little bit different.
Yeah. But people, in the end, all they know is, hey, I've made some great money.
They do, and they tell their friends. You know, we've made a lot of money with Faye. One of the ones that's retiring this year, he has recently just recommended two other people.
That's great.
So, you know, that's great. And every week we get good referrals.
So, usually around this time on Saturday mornings, we get into some trivia.
Yes.
And I assume you've brought some fantastic trivia this morning.
Well, I never know, but I always think it's good.
To me, it's always good because you drop some knowledge on me that I usually have no idea anything about.
Okay. Well, maybe today's at least you'll know who the person is.
All right.
Because sometimes you don't.
Sometimes I don't.
Like Willie Shoemaker.
Did not know. I'm the only person that didn't know who Willie Shoemaker was.
That's right.
Was.
People in Texas are still laughing about that one. Yeah. Okay. Today, our story is on Carol Burnett.
I know Carol Burnett.
Okay. Very good. Did you know that Carol Burnett was born in San Antonio, Texas?
No, I did not.
Yes, she was. A good Texas girl, born in 1933 during the Depression. You know, we've done a lot of stories lately on people born during the Depression and how they survived and became famous. And it's shocking to me that most of them had the same sort of beginning. She has one sister, and her parents were alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
They could not take care of her. Now, this is during the Depression. I wouldn't have thought anybody would even had any liquor back then.
Yeah.
But I guess they did. I guess they had stills, and they were making liquor. Anyway, she had to go live with her grandmother. Her grandmother raised her and her sister.
Really?
Because of their alcoholic parents.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So then her grandmother took them to Hollywood. And she went to Hollywood High School, graduated from Hollywood High School, and they lived in a boarding house. Now, during this time, this is kind of how she started out in life. She wanted to pretend like she had a twin sister. And just a little girl, 9 years old. So what she would do, she'd run in the front door and tell everybody hi, things like this. She'd say, I've got to go get my sister. And she had a name for her. And she'd run down the back stairs, change clothes real quick, run in the front door as Candy, her twin sister.
Really?
She did this for a long time.
And she was nine?
And she was 9 years old, always pretending she had a twin sister. And she said finally she stopped. It just got to be too much.
Yeah.
It was just too hard to do. So when she graduated from Hollywood High School, she was going to go to UCLA. Of course, she didn't have the money. And someone gave her $50 to enroll and go to UCLA.
Really?
So she thought that she wanted to be a writer and all these things. And, of course, they gave a play, and she veered from what she's supposed to say. And she got all these laughs. And she knew right then that she could make people laugh.
Really?
That's how she knew it. She graduated UCLA. On graduation night, her and her boyfriend were coming off the stage because they did a play. And this man came up to her. And he said, what are you going to do with your life, Carol? And she said, well, I'd like to go to New York and try my hand, you know, at vaudeville and plays. But she said, I don't have the money to go. He gave her and her boyfriend each $1,000. And back then, this was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he said, I want the money back in 5 years. and do not tell anybody where you got it.
Really?
So this gave her a start. They went to New York. She worked as a hat check girl. She was working at everything. She wasn't getting into show business, by the way. So her and her friends that were all trying to get in show business decide to do a show and invite all of the top theatrical agents and the movie stars.
Really?
They did this, and they met a lot of movie stars. It got them acquainted with a lot of people and kind of gave her a start there. So that's really how she started. She did a lot of shows, and some of them just lasted a year, 6 months. She got on the Gary Moore show.
Ooh.
She was on Gary Moore's show, and I didn't remember that, for 3 years.
Was she really?
She was on the Gary Moore show for 3 years.
I don't remember that.
Yes. And she was with Buddy Hackett. She did a show with him. And it was called Stanley. It just lasted 1 year. And then in the 1950s, this is an interesting part of her life, she was at a theater, and they were showing Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train. And she had already seen the film, and she loved it, and as an usherette. And this couple came in, and it was almost the end. And she told them, she said, "No, you wait right here, and we'll start it over, and you can see the whole thing."
Really?
Yeah. So the manager saw her do this. He fired her on the spot and even pulled her name tag off. He was so mad. In the 1970s, when she became famous, and they were going to put her star on the walk, they asked her, they said, "Carol, exactly where would you like your star at?" She said, "Well, let me tell you where I'd like it." This is the Chamber of Commerce, Hollywood, asking her. She said, "I'd like it right in front of the old Warner Brothers Theater at Hollywood and Wilson." And she said, that's where it all happened. That's where the guy fired her. So she wanted that. And then she played in a play called I Made a Fool of Myself over John Foster Dulles. And he was Secretary of State at the time. She also came to Dallas and played Annie and Annie Get Your Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did that. She was on Jack Parr and the Ed Sullivan Show before she ever became famous. And then she met Jim Nabors.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Nabors was playing, if you remember, on Gomer Pyle.
Yeah.
Okay. So he had her on as a regular, and she played a tough corporal, a gunny sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
And she never forgot that he helped her. So when she became on the Carol Burnett Show, the first show of every season, she had Jim Nabors on.
Really?
She never forgot him.
Wow. I didn't realize he was always on the first.
He was on the first show every season.
Wow.
Then she met Lucille Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they became very close friends until Lucille Ball died. Lucille Ball sent her flowers on her birthday every year.
Really?
Yes. That's how close they were. And then she told her, she said, "Look, said, you know, we've got Desilu Productions. We'd like to do a show for you. We'd like to sponsor you." And when she had left Gary Moore's show, she had 5 years to do something.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we offered you a contract. In 5 years, you've got to be able to produce a show, do something. So she told Lucille Ball, "No, I don't want you to produce a show for me. I'm going to produce a comedy." And all the men in Hollywood said, "No, only men can do a comedy and make it successful."
Yeah.
But she fooled them.
Mm-hmm.
She, her show was on for 10 years, and 9 of them, Harry Corman, Lyle Wagner, and Vicki Lawrence, were always on it.
Yep.
And they were on with her for 9 years.
This is the Carol Burnett Show.
Carol Burnett Show. So, you know, she was very famous. Now, after she started the show, you know, Mary, if you remember, she married Joe Hamilton,
uh-huh.
The producer. He had 8 children, remember?
Yep.
And they had 3 together. And they were married for a long time, but they got a divorce.
Oh.
And so then she was single for a long time. But she did a lot of other things. She did a lot of children's shows, animation, films for them. She was very, very famous.
She was very funny.
And she was funny.
Yeah.
And her signature deal, where she pulled on her ear,
uh-huh,
at the end of every show, was to tell her grandmother goodnight.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. And while she was in New York, that's when she learned to do that maid deal where she did the mop. You remember she had that old mop on all the time?
Yeah.
And had the old handkerchief on her hair and those terrible looking clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something she learned in New York. She used that all the rest of her life on her shows.
Really?
Yes.
And that's where she got it.
That's where she got it. And that I'm back, she learned that at UCLA. That's when she deviated that night when she's supposed to be doing that play just like it was. And she says, I'm back. And everybody loved it. And that was her other signature.
Wow.
So she's a very famous lady, alcoholic parents, and yet she made a rise to fame and fortune the hard way.
She's fascinating.
She's a very fascinating woman. She's on her third husband. He's 23 years younger than her.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yes. He is a drummer with a band, and she's been married to him for several years now.
Wow. She's really overcome a lot of struggles.
She's overcome a lot of obstacles. Living in a boarding house, poor as a church mouse, just her and her sister and her grandmother, and grew up to be such a fabulous star. And I think she became a comedian because she was lonely also.
Yeah.
Because she talked about that, you know, the loneliness of a little girl.
Yeah.
And so she had to entertain herself.
And well, the thing with the pretending of the twin sister.
Yes.
That's a pretty good indicator. Yeah, I'm looking for a friend.
She was looking for a friend, and she never forgot any of her friends. All these people who helped her, you know, they were always on her show several times a year.
Wow.
And she also played with Julie Andrews at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, really?
And so she was a close friend with Julie Andrews.
You know, it's great when you see somebody come up and they remember the people that helped them get there, and then they show their appreciation in some way, whatever it might be. It's really fantastic to see
well,
that.
Well, and when you think of all the famous people she used to have on, Rita Hayworth, Jane Russell, you know, the bigger the star, the crazier they would do act together, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just really crazy things.
That's fantastic.
So anyway, that was my theory for today.
I love Carol Burnett.
All right, I'm glad you knew who it was.
Yeah, I knew that one. So write that down.
Write that down. One for you.
Next week, I may not have any idea who you're talking about. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number once again.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring.
Now, one thing I want to touch on before we wrap up that we haven't talked about yet is page 14. Because
page
this is
14.
Crucial.
It's very, very important. Page 14 tells you, first of all, this is who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what kind of cancer they've got. This is the life insurance company. And it tells you about, you know, that whether they're A-rated or AA-rated, what their rating is. Tells you the face amount of your policy, which you need to know. It tells you how much you've invested, what your profit is, and what the risks are.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes over, this is what it's going to cost you. And this is what your percentage is. This is what you're going to make.
And you can actually show this to people who want to come in and invest.
Certainly.
So they can see it.
Yes, if they need to see that, certainly. And as you know, when we talk about life expenses, we always show them that.
Yeah.
We make them look at that before they ever do anything.
Yes. They have to make informed, educated decisions, not a guess, informed, educated decisions, and this is one of the key tools.
That's right, because we want them to know everything about the person and the policy.
All right. So before we wrap up, any final thoughts, anything that you want to advise people if they're on the fence, if they're thinking about it?
If they're on the fence, the best way to make a decision is come see us, see if it's right for you. If it is, you know, we're going to invite them to come in.
Fantastic. Faye, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.